I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday marks a big day for many West Virginia sportsmen. Coming up, we'll preview the opening of the buck season in the Mountain States. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
More than 300,000 hunters are going to hit the woods Monday morning, hoping to bag a buck early on. Biologist Jim Crum says what's awaiting is lucrative.
Based on our distance sampling this summer, I think we were seeing deer.
Crum says there are probably more deer than hunters may be aware in pockets of the state, and he anticipates the harvest this year will be slightly above or at last year's level.
I think most hunters are going to see it may be a little, I don't know if they can detect the difference from last year. In a lot of areas. Now, our mass crop last year, for those year and a halves out there that are going to be in the harvest that they're going to see because they're, you know, the year and a halves are the dummies out there at this time of year. Now, their antler development may be a little less because that mass crop from last year is not going to be as good as it was in 2010. So, you know, it's the previous year's mass crop that actually influences some of that antler development.
A lot of it depends on the weather, too, for the first 3 days. And Crum says although nobody wants to hear that, it is an undeniable truth.
We get blamed for blaming poor kill and stuff on weather. But, I mean, it's a fact. If we get bad weather the first 3 days, there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, our harvest is usually down.
Crum doubts the late October snow is going to have much of an impact. He says even when the food is sparse, deer don't generally move a long way.
Deer don't migrate in West Virginia. A lot of people think they do. They move off of, if their home range included lower areas, then you'll find them down there. But they're not like the squirrel migrations that they just take off and go forever, you know, till they find something. Deer pretty much stick in their own home range.
One other advantage to hunters is the calendar. This year's opening day is as close to the peak of rutting as it'll ever be.
This year, as the way the calendar falls, I don't know if anybody's ever looked at, watched this over time, we're opening the season the 19th. So that's the earliest every 5 years it backs up based on the way we set our opening Monday before Thanksgiving.
The season opens Monday, and it will run for 2 weeks, and in a number of counties, there is a concurrent antlerless season on private land, and in some counties, a concurrent bear season if you have all the right stamps. Good luck, and hunt safely. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.